Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very man of concourse, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service unto the pure devotees of the Lord, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental song is established as an irrevocable fact. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 19, Text 24 and 25. Evam Indre Arati Asvam.
Evam Indre Arati Asvam.
Vainya Yagya Jigam Saya. Vainya Yagya Jigam Saya. Akandesu matir ninam. Akandesu matir ninam. Evam Indre Arati Ashvam.
Evam Indre Arati Ashvam.
Vainya Yagya Jigam Saya. Evam Indre Arati Asvam. Vainya Yagya Jigam Saya. Agriheta Visresu. Akandesu Matir Nina. Dharmayate Upadharmesu. Dharmaiti upadharmesu. Nagna rakta patadisu. Nagna rakta patadisu. Prayena sajjate brantya. Prayena sajjate brantya. Vesalesu cha vakmisu. Vesalesu cha vakmisu. Dharmayate upadharmesu. Nagna rakta patadisu. Rayena sajjate vrantya. Vesalesu cha vidmasu. Evam, thus, Indre, when the King of Heaven, Arati, stole, Aswam, the horse, Vainya, of the son of King Vena, Yagya, the sacrifice, Jigam Saya, with a desire to stop, Tad, by him, Grihita, accepted. Rishikesu, abandoned. Vakandesu, towards the sinful dress. Mati, attraction. Nirnam, of the people in general. Dharma, system of religion. Iti, thus. Upadharmesu, towards false religious system. Nagna, naked. Raktapata, slate rock. Adishi, etc. Prayena, generally. Sajjate, is attracted. Brantya, foolishly. Pesalesu, expert. Cha, and. Vagmisu, eloquent. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation in this way. King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyasa. Some sannyasis go naked and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. These are simply symbolic representation of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and are not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious and being attracted to them, they spoil their life purpose. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men in this age of Kali are short-lived, devoid of spiritual knowledge and susceptible to accept false religious systems due to their unfortunate condition. Thus they always remain mentally disturbed. The Vedic Shastra practically prohibit the adoption of sannyasa in the age of Kali because less intelligent men may accept the sannyasa order for cheating purposes. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All other systems of sannyasa and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for religious systems. This is most regrettable. Om Magyana Simaranasya Jnananjana Sanakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahavishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru and Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Samrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanvitam Cha E Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Pando Jagatpate Gopi Sagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Vasudevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpa Trubhyasya Kripasindhu Vyayivecha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavya Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ivamindre Aratyasva, Vainyayagya Jidhamsaya, Tatraheta Vristesu, Pakandesu Matir Nirnam, Dharmahite Upadharmesu, Nagnarata Patadisu, Prayena Sajjate Brantya, Pesalesu Cha Vakmisu. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyasa. Some sannyasis go naked and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. These are simply symbolic representation of their sinful activities. The so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men. Because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and not in so. In fact, unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious, and being attracted to them, they spoil their life. So we are continuing on this chapter. A lot of very important information we are gaining from here. And here today in this purport, Prabhupada is saying how the only religious system in the world is to only to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityaja mamikam saranam vrajam aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksayisami masujaha. Abandon all kind varieties of religion and surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all kind sinful reaction. So in this way, the same Lord Krishna has come back again to deliver the human society from all kinds of trouble and difficulties of the influence of Kali. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatara Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagat Nisara. Same Krishna who has appeared in the different forms has appeared again in this Kali Yuga in the Nama Rupa, in the form of the chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Kale dosam nidam rajan nasti eko mahanguna Kirtanadiva Krishneya Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. In Kali Yuga, every action performed by the living entities, there are going to be some defect. And more or less everything in Kali Yuga is full of different kinds of defect. That's why the Lord is coming back again to simplify, to make it very easy for everybody to purify their life and finally achieve the purpose of human form of life. Everything else in Kali Yuga full of fault, but there's only one good quality, that is of the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosam apinatyajan sarvarambahi dosena dume nagne tivavrithan. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 48, Krishna again giving us a wonderful information. Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosam apinatyajan. means every activity in this world is covered by different kinds of fault, just like the fire is covered by the smoke. And one should not give up any of the activities, the duty, because it is contaminated by different kinds of fault. So even though we see there is some fault in everything in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada has said in Kali Yuga there is no real brahmachari, there is no real grihastha, there is no real vanaprastha, there is no real sannyas, no brahmana, no kshatriya, no vaishya. Everybody in Kali Yuga has become worse than Sudra. Prabhupada says, I'm trying to revive their Krishna consciousness because they are so lowly situated in their life. So teaching Krishna consciousness has become so difficult. I'm trying to convince them. It's not easy, but I'm trying. So in this way, Prabhupada, when he went to America, so there was a reporter who interviewed Prabhupada. Why you have come from India? Are you here to establish more temples like India? Or are you here to convert other people, other religious people, like Christians or other religions? Are you here to convert them into your Hindu religion? So Prabhupada says, I did not come here to convert anybody. I have come here to make everything better for everybody. I'm here to make, if you're Christian, I'm here to make you a better Christian. If you're Muslim, I'm here to make you a better Muslim. And if you are a human being, I'm here to make you a better human being. Because at the present moment, Kalau Sudra Sambhav, somewhere or other people have taken different source of religion. People, they participate in different sort of religion, but actually they do not know any meaning of the principle of religion. There are so many religions in the world. Day by day, more organizations are coming up, more temples are being built, but unfortunately, day by day, there is more problem in the world, rather than all are reduced. That's what one of the devotees of the Halwari says, Ingi illai panbupol, vitru ruttal tannudiya, senganmal sirku siridam ullam angi. He says, at the present moment, there is no lackingness for any temples in the world. There is no lackingness for any organization in the world. But he says, but there is a great lackingness for someone who truly follow the path of religion. To find out someone who is a better human being, a better religious person, that is where the lackingness are. There is no lackingness for anything else. So, actually religion is one in this world. In the chapter 9, text 15, Krishna explains about it. Jnana yagya chapi anye jajante mam upasita ekadvena pritakvena bahuda visvato mukha. Those who are in the path of jnana, and whatever people are situated, everybody are situated in my Visvarupa. Whatever other expansions of religion, whatever demigod worship or anything, his only expansion is the Visvarupa of the Lord. In this way, Krishna says, Aham Kratur Aham Yajna Swadaham Aham Ausadam Mantroham Aham Ivasyam Aham Agnir Aham Mutam. I am the rituals, I am the yajna, and I am the offering of pindas to the forefathers, and I am the mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, Pitaham Asya Jagato Mata Rata Pita Mahavidyam Pavitram Omkara Riksam Ayuja Evacha. I am the father of the whole world. I am the mother. I am the maintainer. Krishna says he is everything. That's what he says in the chapter 9:18, Gatir Bharto Prabhu Saksir Nivasam Saranam Suri Prabhavam Prayam Stanam Nidanam Vijam Avdiyam. I should be the goal of human life. Bharto, I am the supreme maintainer for every living entity. Prabhu means I am the master. Saksya means I am the witness of every actions of the living entities. Nivasa Saranam Surit, I am the residence of the living being. And I am the surrendering principle. And Krishna says, I am the real friend of the living entities. I am the source of the creation and annihilation of the whole, entire cosmic manifestation. And I am the peace of the living entities. Tapami aham aham varsan nigranami usrajami cha amritam chaiva mrtum cha sat asaptaham arjuna. The heat is coming from me. I am the elements which also stops and gives rain for the world. Amritam chaiva mrtum cha. I am the immortality of this world. And I'm also the death of the living entities, and I'm also the source of the material and spiritual of this world. In this way, unfortunately, people have taken up different path of religion, but they do not understand the real subject matter is only to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Adam Pumbe Vijay Srista. Varna Shrama Vibhagasa Swastinasya Dharmasya Samsiddhim Aritoshan. It doesn't matter whether one is situated in the Brahmachari Ashramam or Grihastha or Vanaprastha or Sannyas. Doesn't matter what ashramam he belongs to. The ashramam doesn't become impediment for his spiritual progress. Every of his actions should be only samsiddhim aritoshanam, how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somewhere or other, this is the missing point of the living entities. So in this way, Prabhupada says, I've come to America to make everything better for them. If you're Muslim, you become a better Muslim. If you're Christian, become a better Christian. And if you are a human being, become a better human being. Unfortunately, the influence of Kali Yuga is so strong. Day by day, it's become more difficult, more confusing for the people to take up the right path. So in this way, Prabhupada have established our ISKCON movement all over the world for people to be get benefited by the our temples, by the association of our devotees, by his books, by the prasadam from the temple. So in this way, every situation, circumstances has been created only for the ultimate benefit of the living entities. Somehow or other, the living entities are involving in different kinds of unwanted activities. Here we see that Indra has posed himself as a so-called sannyas. And there are so many so-called Brahmins and so many things in India. So Prabhupada really found all these people are useless. They are not really following the real process, which is to sarva dharman parityaja mamikam saranam vrajam aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksaya sami masuchah. So there is the influence are very strong. In the chapter 3, text 36, Arjuna inquired from Krishna, adakena prayuktam cha papam charanti purusaha anichanapi vrishneya baladeva niyojita. What impels one to go into a sinful activity, even unwillingly? And Krishna answers, kama esa, krodha esa, rajoguna samudhava, mahasana mahapapma, vidinam vairinam. It's only the influence of the modes of nature, modes of passion, which has transformed into anger, into the great desire of the living entities. And who are the people has been influenced by this mode of passion, the desires? Who are the people have got desire in the world? Someone asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, have you got lusty desires? And Prabhupada says, yes, I have, but I have no time for it. Every living entity in this world who are still living, they are somewhere or other, they have been attracted to the different sort of things, unless they are dead body. So Prabhupada says, Dume avrito vani. Krishna is explaining in the Gita, Dume avrito vani. Yado darse malini cha, yado avrito vena. Tade yada dume avrito vani, yado darse malini cha, yado avrito garbas tada tineram avritam. Everybody in this world, they are contaminated by different kinds of desire. For some people, it is like the dust in the mirror. For some people, it's like a smoke. The fire is covered by smoke. For some people, like the embryo covers the child. In this way, every living entities are covered by different sort of desires. And avritta jnana yeteno jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena kauntiya duspurena nalena cha. Somewhere or other, the intelligence are covered by these different kinds of desires. They do not understand where these desires are situated in themselves. And Krishna also beautifully explains, Indriyani manobuddhir asya jasyanam ucchate eter vimuhayati esa jnanam avrittam dehinam. The greatest enemy of the living entities, which is lust, it is situated in the mind and the intelligence of the living entities. And Krishna explained to Arjuna, Indriyani parani ahur indriyabhyo paramana manastasu parabuddhi yo buddhiyo paratasuta. Arjuna, you are nothing to do with these lusty desires of intelligence and mind. The dull matter, the body, is there, the dull matter is there. Higher than the dull matter is your mind. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. Higher than the intelligence is the soul. And finally, Krishna told him, evam buddhi param buddhva samsayatmana atmanaha jai satrum bahabhavo kama rupa durasaram. You kill this lust in yourself by the progress of Krishna consciousness. There is no any other artificial means for us to overcome this enemy of lust other than only simply by engaging in pleasing the Krishna through our senses. Somewhere or other, the senses have become so powerful. He has overpowered everything else in this world. In the chapter 2, text 60, Krishna explains this thing. Yatato hi api kaunteya purusasya viparshita indriyane pramadane aranti prasabhammana. Even for an intelligent person who are trying to control his senses, but they are still finding it difficult to control because the senses has become so powerful. Dhyayato visayam pumsam sangate supajayate sangha sanjayate kama kama krodha vijayate krodha bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti vibrahma smriti brahmasat buddhinasat buddhinasat pranasyati. Somewhere or other, because they are contemplating on the object of the senses too strongly, and through that contemplation on the object, he develops some attachment for it, and through attachment and lust emanates, and from lust anger comes, and from the anger delusion comes, from the delusion bewilderment of memory comes. We don't even know that we are part and parcel of the Lord. We don't even know that we have been given this great opportunity in our life to revive our Krishna consciousness and cross over the cycle of repeated birth and death. The greatest opportunity has been given to us. We have forgotten all these things simply because of one mistake we are making, too much contemplating on the object of this material creation. If the same contemplation can be there for the Lord, and if you look at the Lord, like the other day I said, Dhyanam Darshanam Samsrise, just like the fish maintains the offspring just by looking at them. And the tortoise maintains the offsprings by meditating on them. And the bird maintains the offspring by sitting on the egg. So in this way, Prabhupada says the devotees can similarly can purify their senses, develop the attachment for Krishna simply by seeing Him, simply by thinking of Him, and simply by using the body to do some service for Him. Somewhere or other, the living entities, because of this thing, the strong contemplation on the object of the senses, and finally they lose their intelligence and they fall again into the material world of repeated birth and death. Raga dvesa vimuktastu visayam indriyancharan atmavasya vidyatma prasadam adhikacchati. Only way the living entities can become peaceful in their life by the prasadam adhikacchati, means by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prasadam sarva dukhanam, the mercy of Krishna will destroy all kinds of miseries of our life. And Krishna explains again, 266. Nasti buddhir ayuktaksya nacha yuktaksya bhavana nacha bhavaita santir asantasya kuta sukam. Those people who are not connected into the Supreme Krishna consciousness, for them there won't be any spiritual intelligence. Without that, he is not going to have any steady mind. Without that, he is not going to have any peace in his life. Arjun, without peace, how a person can live happily in this world? Everybody are looking for a peace and happiness. And Krishna doesn't against anything about peace and happiness. He only wants us to be happy in this world. That he has declared in the chapter 3, text 10 of Bhagavad Gita, Sahayagya Praja Swista Purovocha Prajapati Anena Prasavityaswam Isavo Swista Kamadu. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord has sent forth of the demigods and the living entities. He blessed the living entities by saying, though you be happy in your life by performing yagya for the pleasure of the Vishnu. The sacrifice man is performed for the pleasure of the Lord, and automatically we become very happy. But unfortunately, people are indulging in sacrifices, but it's not for the pleasure of the Lord, for their own sense gratification for the pleasure of themselves, for their family, for their friends and for the country. In this way, even though they are so much greatly involved in different kind of sacrifices, still they are not happy and peaceful because they are not understanding that whatever the senses, whatever intelligence, whatever mind and anything they have got in their life is all connected to the Supreme Personality of God. Without that supreme connection of Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility for anybody to become happy. But then, day by day, things are going to get more worse in the world. The Kali Yuga, when advancing, the influence become very strong. At one point, there were two Brahmana came to see Yudhishthira Maharaj. There was some dispute between these two Brahmanas. So the one Brahmana, he came and told Yudhishthira that I bought a piece of land from another Brahmana. So after buying the piece of land, I dig the soil to make a foundation. At that time, I found a pot of gold in that land. But I bought the land from the Brahmana B. The Brahmana A bought the land from Brahmana B. And all the transactions are over. That means the land belongs to the Brahmana A. So he wants to make some foundation there. When he digged the soil, he found a pot of gold. So when the Brahmana B heard that, you know, that in that land that he has found a pot of gold, and he came and claimed, actually that belongs to my forefathers. So they came to see Yudhishthira Maharaj. Brahmana A says, I bought the land, everything over, I did, and then I found the pot of gold. Now he is coming and saying, it belongs to him. So at that moment, Bhima came. So Yudhishthira asked Bhima, what do you think about this case? Bhima says, these two Brahmanas, they came to see me yesterday. They already came to me for some solution. And the Brahmana A says that, you know, I bought this land. And the land actually belongs to my body. And I digged the soil, I found the pot of gold. But you know, let me give it to him, it belongs to his forefather. That's what the Brahmana A says. And the Brahmana B says that, oh no, I already sold the land. See, the pot of gold also belongs to you. But today they have come back to you and they are telling different story. And Bhima says, brother, this is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Tatai chanu dina dharma satyam saucham samadaya kalena balina rajan nansati ayur balam smriti. In Kali Yuga, day by day, the good qualities of the living entities will diminish. The dharma of the living entities will diminish. And their truthfulness will diminish. Their tolerance will diminish. And their memory will diminish. Their lifespan will diminish. And every good qualities of the living entities, day by day, is going to be diminished. So day by day, things are going to be more tougher, more difficult in this world. Vitam me vakala nirnam janmachara gunadaya dharmanyayam vyavastayam karanam balam evai. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will become the great elements of success. Everything will be judged by how much wealth you have got in your life. If you got a wealth, people think you are very successful. It doesn't matter how you have plundered the wealth from others. And dharma, nyaya, or anything, religion or any judgment in this world, it will be based on the amount of wealth you have got in your life. So that is where Prabhupada says there are people in this world thinking wealth is everything. As some people are thinking health is everything. Some people are thinking, they say wealth is everything. And some other people are coming forward, they say no, wealth is not everything, health is everything. And some other people are coming, they say, no. Wealth is not everything, health is not everything. Wealth and health is everything. And Prabhupada comes, he says, no. Wealth is not everything, health is not everything, wealth and health is not everything. Your atma, your soul is everything in this world. Najayate mriyate vakadachi nayam bhutva bhavitta vanabhuya ajonityam sasvatoyam purano na anyate hanyamane sarire. The sariram will be gone. When you are dead, there is no soul in your body. How you enjoy your wealth? How you enjoy your health? So the soul becomes so important elements in the life of the living entities. And they are not giving that kind of importance for the soul. So the Shastra says, Vittam eva khalam nirnam kaliyuga. Wealth alone will be taken to make any judgment. You can buy mostly everything in this world with your wealth. Dampache birature tur mayaiva viharika. Sridve pum sridve chahiratre vipram satratum hivahi. In Kali Yuga, men and women, they will be merely coming together on the external attraction. And the manliness and womanliness will be determined through the sexual intercourse. And the people, the brahmana, somebody becomes simply brahmana by wearing a brahmin thread. In this way, there will be no any qualities of the living entities. Dure vari ainam tirtlam lavanyam kesadharanam udaram bharata swarta satyadve darisyatyam evahi. Laksham kudam bhavaranam yasorade dharm sevanam. All the holy places, the river will become a tourist attraction. Nothing else. People don't even know why this temple has been built for us. People don't even know why these scriptures are given to us. Everything will become simply for sense gratification. See, all the holy rivers, holy places become a tourist attraction. It become a museum. Nothing else. And he said, beauty of a man will be seen by the eyesight. And Prabhupada said, be against that. And he says, the success of a man can be seen how nicely he maintains his family. If he can maintain one child in his family, he is considered to be very successful. Evam praja bir dusta bir akirti siti mandale brahma vi sadra sudranam yobali mavita nirpan kaliyuga. Practically every leaders will be thief. Lasyo prayesu rajesh. And practically we are witnessing all over the world. Everything is abundant, everything is fully given to them. Why there is shortage of many things in this world? It's all because not properly managed, because they do not know what is the path of dharma. Long ago in Malaysia, they had some problem. People were producing a lot of pirate CDs. And somebody, the singer, come out with the CD, and somebody else, they have produced, you know, and on the other side, you know, pirates, you know, CD they produce. And they had a big problem. So then in Malaysia, the government, they sent the police around all over the country. Go and check it out, who's doing this thing. And they employed extra policemen because for 1 year they've been going around all over the country. And they were not able to catch any of these thieves. And finally, after 1 year, there was a German man. He brought two dogs, sniffing dogs from his country, from Germany. And the sniffing dogs came to Malaysia. Within 1 month, he caught all the thieves. And after that, he was taking back the dogs, you know, he was in the airport going back to Germany. So the reporters went and asked him, said, we would like to know something from you. The police in Malaysia have been trying to catch this thief for 1 year, but they are not able to catch the thief. How your two dogs can do it? And he says, just because my two dogs never take bribes. Yet yad acharati shrestha tat tat ivatharo jana. Because if we do not find any good leaders here, everybody somewhere or other, they have got so much of personal interest. Because their senses are too powerful, too strong, it has taken over their life. Somewhere or other, all this kind of degradation is going on in this world. So Narada Muni was very concerned to see that this degradation. And he went to meet the Lord and he reported to the Lord, things are not going that well. He says that the influence of Kali Yuga is so strong. And at that moment, Krishna raised his both hands. Sakale jagate mora kare vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti vrajabhava paite nahi sakti. Aishwarye jnanata sapa jagat merita. Aishwarye srila prema nahi mora pirita. He says that nobody in this world can capture me with their rules and regulations. It's only through devotion one can capture me. And he says that yuga dharma pravatnamo nama sankirtana. Nachava bhava, nachava bhuvan. He says the yuga, the dharma for the Kali Yuga is only nama sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aham eva kvachit brahmana sanyas asramam astrita. Hare bhakti indriyayane kalimsatum aram papam. He says in Kali Yuga I will be coming. I will be taking a renounced order of life and I will spread the holy name all over the world. Krishna was very concerned that people are having so much of difficulties and miseries and he wants to come and see how to uplift their life. And because the Kali Yuga influence is so strong and naturally people won't be that inclined to go in a big difficult process. So Krishna comes. He already decided to come. And another side, the devotee Advaita Acharya, and he also was very concerned. They are doing Bhagavadam Kada, Bhagavad Gita Kada, but not many people are coming, attending. Ke papa ke punya kare visaya bhoga bhakti ganda nahi. He says people more interested into the activities of punya and sin, good and bad, but nobody really interested in bhakti. Nobody really interested. It appears to be that people are hanging around in the different temples, appear to be. But their motive is not anything about bhakti. There was a Swamiji in India. He was talking on the Janmashtami day. A very old man with long beard, and he was sitting and giving a great talk about appearance of Lord Krishna. And there were a big crowd of people sitting and listening. And when he's talking about Krishna's pastime, there was an old lady looking at him all the time and she's crying and crying and crying. So he was very impressed with this old lady. So after the class, he went and saw this old lady. He said, "Mother, I was so impressed about your bhakti." He says, "I have given classes to in many, many places, but nobody has cried before. Even I am as a speaker, I never cried. But I see so much bhakti you got. From the very beginning of this talk, you are crying and crying and crying. Where do you get this bhakti from?" And she said, "My dear Swamiji, I'm not crying because of your talk. Because of what you said. The more I look at you, the more I feel like crying. He said, why? Because I look at your long beard, it makes me to cry more and more. About 6 months ago, I had one goat in my house. The goat had a long beard like you. And he has been missing for months. And I really miss my goat. So when I see your long beard, it reminds me about my goat. Bhagavad Bhakti Rinase Ajati Chastra Tapastapa Hapranasvaya Deyasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. Without that bhakti, without the devotion, whatever we try to do in our life is simply waste of time. It's like a dead body. You are decorating a dead body. By decorating a dead body, is there any benefits he's going to gain? Is he going to wake up to say, thank you so much for this decoration? He said, all the mantra we are chanting, all the activities we do in our life, if there is no devotion for the Lord, it's simply wasting time. Dharma swatsitna pumsam vispaksenu kadasya nupadeya radiyatma sramayivi kevalam. Become useless labor. Simply without any connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like the other day I was telling another story. This is a Christian priest, he was collecting donation to build the fencing for the church. So everybody was giving their money, but the rich man is not giving. And the priest asked him, why you are not giving? Everybody else is giving. So the rich man asked the priest, why do you're collecting donation? He says, to build our Christian graveyard. And he said, can I ask you one question, Father? Is there anybody from the graveyard going to run out from here? He said, no. Is there anybody from outside going to come inside here? He said, no. So why you need a graveyard? Why you need a fencing? So in this way, the body is like a dead element, nothing there. People are so busy in decorating on this body. Too much they are involved in the bodily concept of life. So now, Advaita Acharya was very concerned what to do with them. And he remembered one of the instructions given by his Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri decided to go and take sannyas, Advaita Acharya was crying and crying, I'm going to miss my Guru Maharaj. He was crying at that time. Madhavendra Puri says, you're crying, what will do to the world? What will help to the world? You simply are crying. What will help you for the world? Now if you cry for that person, Krishna, if you can cry for him, if he appears in the world, then it will be beneficial for the whole world. So you know, now cry for him. And he was thinking how to bring Krishna. Then he remembered a verse, Tulasi, Dalamatrena, Jalasya, Chulukenava, Vikranantam Sam Atmaya, Bhaktevya, Bhaktavatsalaha. Very easy, one can please Krishna, can bring Krishna into his life. With devotion, if he takes the water, Gangare Jala, Tulasi Manjari, Anuksana, Krishna Pada Padma, Bhavi Kare Samarpana. And he read the verse so easy, you can take Krishna into your life. Krishna will give you all the blessing. He can give you the darshan simply by little bit of water with the tulasi, you give it to him. And with devotion he call it. Krishna Re Avahanakara Sangena Unkara Unkara Akirta Haile Prajendra Kumara. By taking the little bit of water, then he put a tulasi leaf, he kept in front of Krishna, and then he loudly called, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Rashimera Navadvipa Avatara Shimma Griva Shimma Virya Smera Unkara. Unkara means just like Advaita Acharya, with the loud voice he called the Lord. And the Lord is Chaitanya Shimera, is like a lion is coming, and you also with the loud voice is coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchameli lute prema kare asvadhana, yatha yatha piya Krishna kare visvadhana. The Lord is not bringing anything new. What has been brought by Krishna 5,000 years ago, the prema, the love, which has been not been given to the living entity because they were not ready for surrender, and he kept it in the storehouse and he sealed it. Now the Lord is coming back again to distribute this love without any condition to the living entities. Freely distribute to anybody and everybody. Puna puna ayaya kare mara mata, that he is simply, he is himself tasting the chanting of the holy name and he becomes so joyful. Patra patra vicharanagi, without seeing any of anything, no discrimination on anything. Simply whomever he meets, he was distributing to the holy name. So in this way, it's very important for us to understand. In Kali Yuga, there is only two things are given for the living entities, deliverance. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quoted that this word, samsara sarpadriste murchitanam kalauike ausadam bhagavan nama tasmar vaishnava sevan. There is only two things will deliver the living entities from the clutches of birth and death. One, he says that those who are bitten by the snake of Maya and they fall unconscious, only way to bring back their consciousness in this world is simply by two things. One is that, he says, one has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And another thing he said is that Vaishnava Sevanam, to have some service to the Vaishnavas through the Vaishnava Association, one thing, and the chanting of the holy name. This is the process for Kali Yuga. Whatever else we may be lacking, but we have to make sure all the time these two things are lacking in our life, that we are all the time in the association of the devotees and we are chanting of the holy name. Krishna in the 13th chapter says, Purusa Prakriti Stoi Bhunkte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Guna Sangasya. Sat asad yoni janmasu. Sat means good, asad means bad. Good and bad comes to living entities' life through association. Prabhupada was telling, like, you know, he says in the Ganges River there was two pots floating. One is earthen pot, another one is iron pot. They were floating side by side. So the iron pot told the earthen pot. The iron pot says, I'm very strong, I can take care of you, you come closer to me. And the earthen pot says, no, if I come closer to you, the damage is on me. If you come closer to me, the damage is also on me. So I'm not coming closer. The Prabhupada says, devotee should understand, you go closer to the Karmi Association, the damage is very greatly waiting for us. So in this way, the holy name of the Lord is very important elements in our bhakti. And association of the devotees are very great important elements. If we can take care of these two things very nicely. When Subhudi Roy came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very worried that he was converted by the Muslim. They took some water, sprinkled on him by chanting some mantra, and he was, you know, they said, you're converted. And he went to all these so-called smart brahmana. All of them, they said, oh, you're converted by the Muslim. You take a very hot boiled ghee, you drink the boiled ghee. Everything will be okay. That means another way they're saying, you'd better die. There is no prachita for you. And he was very worried. Then he went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I've been told by the Muslim, I'm converted. And all the brahmana, they said, I should take a boiled ghee and die. And what is your solution? Mahaprabhu says, for everything in this world, there's only one solution. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yava Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Gati Haneta. Thank you so much for being here and giving me this great opportunity. If anybody has got any question, any doubts, and Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hiya Prabhu.
When performing devotional service, in the beginning we seem to be very enthusiastic and focused on the goal to attain love to Krishna and surrender. As we progress, it seems like material opulence, some honor, some distractions come along. And then our motivation can return. So how to stay focused?
His question is that when we are engaged in the devotional service and slowly a lot of opulences comes, name and fame and etc. And how to? And we fall. Is that your then?
So our motivation can change to perform devotional service for those things instead of trying to attain the goal.
How not to be distracted? The Lord says, Nama Parada Yuktanam Namani Avantirantyasa Gragam. He says that when somebody is performing the chanting, there would be some fault, some mistake would be there. And by keep chanting again and again and again and again, you will become free from that kind of influence. So now, when we are doing some things for Krishna, and definitely there is going to be some progress. Rupa Goswami says, when somebody comes to Krishna, Krishna bless them with 6 opulences. Klesha, Agni, Subhada, Moksha. He says, Klesha, Agni, Subhada, Moksha. Laguta, Krishna, Dullabham. Sachidananda Sadaranga, Sri Krishna Darshan. He says, when somebody comes to perform devotional service, Klesha Agni means there are 3 kinds of miseries are there in this world, it will be taken away from him. Subha means auspiciousness will come into his life. Moksha means liberation also will be there. And the bhakti, which is very difficult to gain, also will be given to him, which is very living. And he will be all the time happy in his life, and finally he also will have the darshan of Krishna in his life. Normally, when you come to bhakti, there is only progress in your life. So Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu says, you should be like a good gardener to take care of your garden. So in that manner that you have to always associate with some devotees who are progress so well, they advance so well, but always they keep very humble and meek. You have to seek for that kind of association. And by seeing their wonderful progress, that they are so advanced, so fixed in Krishna consciousness, still they are behaving so humble and meek, that will put you down to understand you are not greater, not bigger, anything in this world. Again, only through the proper association, you will be able to overcome any of your problems. To look for some devotees who are very nicely advanced, but they are very humble and meek. That attitude, when you go and see, be with him, it will change your attitude. Prabhupada says, just like the hair is coming in. The hair, by nature, the wind is very clean, very pure. But whichever side is coming from, if it's coming from the rose garden, the air bringing fragrance of the rose. But if it's coming from the rubbish bin, then it's going to bring the dirty smell. So you are pure, you are very good. So which side you are falling, that is where you gain. So keep yourself very properly into the right association. Okay, anything else?
I was reading a report from USA.
You are?
I read a report from USA, one of the devotees telling that if the Al-Qaeda...
If they are?
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Yes, yeah, the nuclear weapons, the world will finish very quick.
If the Al-Qaeda...
Gets the nuclear weapons.
Or gets the nuclear weapon.
Then the world will finish very quick.
But it's the devotee says that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, but in the same time, those who are not Krishna conscious, God conscious, Al-Qaeda, they want to destroy the world because of religion. There also greatest demon wants to destroy the world for woman, for man, for sense gratification. People have got different kinds of desire, goal in their life. The moment they are not achieving their goal, and what happens, they are going to turn back to the people and they are going to kill them. Whether Al-Qaeda or any other politician, any people, those have not a real dharma into their life. The very principle of dharma, number one, given by Manu, is that ahimsa. A person has to become free from violence of their mind, of their words and of their body. It's not about you're praying to so many God, going to so many religions. Well, it's not about Muslim or Christian or anything. It is about when you believe, you love God and love others in this world. That is what all the religion is talking. Even the Quran is saying that you love Allah and you love others in the world. Jesus has brought the message, love God and love others. And every religion says the same thing. So that's what Manu says. For the first principle of dharma for the living entities is that ahimsa. He says one should become free from violence of their mind, from their words and from their body. When you are wrongly thinking and wrongly you are meditating something for the bad of the others, that means it is a violence in the mind. When you are using your words to irritate others, there is a violence through your mouth. When you use your body to shoot and kill and whack and whatever you do, this is the violence of the body. So Manu Dharma, the father of mankind, he says the first principle you follow in your life is ahimsa, become free from violence. So it is possible that Al-Qaeda can throw the nuclear weapon. It is possible that Pakistan can throw the nuclear weapon. It is possible that America, who is not, you know, at the mentality of Al-Qaeda, also can throw the nuclear weapon. Somebody die for religion, somebody die for sex, somebody die for money, somebody die for position, somebody die for name and fame. Everybody. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Prakasananda Saraswati, Prakasananda Saraswati, after listening the explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakasananda Saraswati says, okay, all very nice, very good explanation you have given about the chanting and everything, but one thing I cannot understand, why you are like a crazy man, jumping and rolling and crying and doing all this like a crazy man. Chanting Hare Krishna, everything is okay, Sruti, Smriti, you said you follow all this injunction of the Veda, but one thing I cannot understand, why you are like a crazy fellow, singing and dancing and rolling and jumping and all those things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I also asked this question to my Guru Maharaj, Iswara Puri. Everything is okay, but why this thing like a crazy fellow? And my Guru Maharaj says, don't worry about that. Nacho gao, bhakta, don't worry about that. Because everybody in the world are crazy. Everybody are crazy in this world. Just like we see somebody are crazy for their Facebook. Isn't it? They're crazy on the Facebook, somebody crazy on the internet, somebody's crazy on the, you know, WhatsApp group, somebody crazy, everybody's crazy. Then he says, this craziness of singing and dancing is the best craziness. It will deliver you from all kind of, you know, misconception of life. So it is not only Al-Qaeda. Anybody who has not connected to the Supreme with the dharmic principle, and there are a lot of chances. Anybody can do this thing. Prabhupada says America got nuclear bomb, Russia got nuclear bomb, and once you got something, you'll use it. It's only a matter of time. Unless the Lord has got different plan that, you know, the world has to be saved and the devotee has to propagate the holy name. Yeah, Mataji.
So what you are saying, we have to become more Krishna conscious. Soon as
you
become Krishna conscious,
you go to the
spiritual world. Yeah. Yeah, Matei? I recently read the confession of the son. I think it was the father of the devotee, but he may be devotee as well. I'm not sure for that particular detail. And he was saying that he was working for rationally. And there was a time when they were a nuclear threat from America, and he was the one who, I think he said he was the one who was just waiting for the order to press the red button and to probe the, and that will send the nuclear bombs to America. And they were there 24 hours, they didn't even sleep, he said.
Mm.
And they were so, so much in anxiety because they were really feeling threatened from America. And on the end, the day came and he says, okay, we are not sending these bombs. And then he realized, through I think through his son or something, that was the day when Prabhupada stepped into America.
Mm. And the pure devotees comes in into the picture. No nuclear will work. And because the pure devotees have no other desire in the world, it is very important that we are in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Very important for us to understand there is going to be much more difficulties are going to come in. It's not going to be easy task, you know, easy life in the material world. So we have to properly understood all those things. And if you're wrongly going to end up with any wrongful earth, you're finished. You know? If you wrongly end up with any wrongful in the world, all your money finished, all your life finished, everything is finished. So for that reason, Prabhupada has created this wonderful organization with all these devotees where we can be protected. So stay in the association of the devotees, always chant the holy name of the Lord, and all success is there. We no need to worry about nuclear anything. When Prabhupada came back from America, he was in Delhi, one place, you know, with the devotees chanting, you know, sitting and talking Krishna Katha. And that time, you know, that time there was a war between Pakistan and India. You know, the bomb are coming, going here and there. The Prabhupada was sitting in the field with the devotees and happily, you know, talking and chanting Krishna Katha. At that time, one reporter came and met Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, you are sitting and talking all those things, Krishna Katha. What happened if that moment the Pakistan bomb is coming here? What you will do? If the Pakistan bomb coming to your place here, what you will do? And Prabhupada says, no, we will be happily receiving Krishna coming. He said, Bhumiya po nalarvayo kammano budiri vacha. What is this nuclear bomb? What is this bomb? It's the separated energy of Krishna coming. But it's separated because you are separated from Krishna. But for us, there is no separation from Krishna. So we see Krishna into that bomb, that's all. Nothing else. So we don't need to worry about anything. We are happy and happily die. People are going to die in this world anyway, isn't it? Either you die very sad, either you die very happy. So better to die happy rather than die sad. It's true. True, no? Everybody is going to die. Either you die sad or die happy. So better for us to die happy. So that is Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Gaura Brahmanande.